Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
Wind energy advocates liked what they saw in the fiscal cliff deal. I'm John Davis reporting. Backers of wind energy were one of the groups that got a boost from the deal to avoid the fiscal cliff as Congress renewed the production tax credit for their industry. Those particularly happy are the folks in Iowa, a place that has really boomed in wind energy production in the past few years, becoming one of the nation's leaders in that field. During the recent Iowa Wind Energy Day, Governor Terry Branstad praised passage of the credit and was especially pleased that it also applies to projects that are just getting started.
It is a one-year extension, but it's a little better than just a one-year extension because although it's been a situation where we like to have we preferred a multiple-year extension, at least in this case, with the projects that are going forward, they don't have to be completed and in production in order to get the wind energy credit. As long as I think they're in the process, then it applies. So it really is a little better than a one-year extension. But we appreciate what we've gotten. And while the deal's certainly not as perfect, I'm happy to have played a leadership role on behalf of the industry and how important this is to the Iowa economy.
Branstad says the next issues they want to tackle are with wind power transmission infrastructure and agreements to move the large wind-generating equipment from state to state. President of the board for the Iowa Wind Energy Association, Kathy Law, says she believes the credit will bring even more jobs to rural areas like Iowa.
I think it's yet to be seen. Hopefully it'll bring some jobs back because the PTC that was extended is a little bit different than it has been in the past. The projects don't have to be completed by the end of 2013. They only have to have construction begun. So that gives us a longer lead time. We're talking maybe up to 18 months or so. So it's really more than a one-year extension when you talk about getting projects. It's difficult to say whether how many projects can be built in that time and whether manufacturers can get geared up to actually, you know, sell the components in time to take advantage of the PTC.
Executive Director of the Iowa Wind Energy Association, Harold Pryor, says they are pleased the credit passed, but these cycles of having the credit on and off is also creating an up and down cycle for the industry.
We've had a history now of expiration or near expiration three previous times earlier than this last period. And what's happened every time is the growth of the industry has declined by 75 to 90% while that period of uncertainty remained. And then as soon as it was reinstituted, the industry would boom again. Now, for major component manufacturers, you know, people that are manufacturing gearboxes, for example, that weigh 20 tons plus, and these are made out of cast metal. To do a plant like that, like Nadiacom had a couple of years ago, and I believe still planned to build near Iowa City, that's a $17 million investment, capital investment for this company. I'm not sure they're going to make that investment if they're not sure that there's a marketplace for their product. And when the wind production tax credit is always up in the air, and these major companies are investing millions and billions of dollars in these pieces of infrastructure and capital equipment, aren't sure there's going to be a market there consistently, some of them just sit on the sidelines or decline to do that development. And I could but imagine, I mean, nationally we're at 60,000 megawatts today. In Iowa we're over 5,000 megawatts today. I would venture a guess that we would in Iowa have exceeded 10,000 megawatts and in the nation probably 100,000 megawatts if we hadn't had these cycles of uncertainty.
Pryor also points out just how good of a track record the industry has of creating good jobs.
If you build a big gas-fired power plant or coal-fired power plant, that's going to benefit one community and a certain area that's commuting distance within it. But it's not going to pay a lot of landowners money to put turbines on. It's not going to have benefits economically that are dispersed across the state of Iowa. The wind energy industry, however, is terrifically unique in that the wind turbines best fit in the sparsely populated rural areas. And these wind turbines pay an average of $6,000 a year lease money every year for 20-year contracts to the local landowner. And the best lease payment that we know of to date is $10,000 per turbine per year. Plus, they reimburse any additional property taxes. And so, you know, farmers look at this as guaranteed income. And we get all this extra money coming into the rural parts of Iowa to landowners. And then the operation and maintenance jobs that start at $35,000 to $75,000 per year, the people that actually go and climb these turbine towers and maintain these turbines at 250 to 300 feet in the air, these are jobs for young people with young families. So we're bringing great-paying jobs back to the rural parts of Iowa. I can cite at least three or four small rural communities that probably haven't seen a commercial building of $500,000 to $750,000 built in decades, that now have $500,000 to $750,000 new operation and maintenance facilities located in their community, bringing more population to their community, more school-age children to their schools, and that's huge for our rural parts of the state. In addition to that, it's having a terrifically positive impact on the assessed tax value in these various counties and in some school districts where school district some school district budget categories are 100% property tax.
Nationwide, the PTC is credited with saving nearly 37,000 jobs while reviving businesses at nearly 500 manufacturing facilities across the U.S. I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.